What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10 is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Clay.
Hello, Hawk. What's new in your world?
So, well, we've been very sportsy today, and I know that's going to disappoint you because I was going to get into August being National Sandwich Month and National Goat Cheese Month, but we've been sportsy, and I'll tell you how. So, Appel and I have been discussing, well, the Dolphins mostly, really, for an hour and a half, the Dolphins. If I said to you, the Dolphins are talented enough and are good enough to compete with the Buffalo Bills for the AFC East this season, do you think I'm nuts?
Yes.
Hmm.
This is where you go. This is where you go. Five times that you believe people are sleeping on the Miami Dolphins.
Because I do. I believe people are sleeping on the Miami Dolphins. I've been very clear about that. I don't like. I haven't wavered from that opinion. But I mean, if the Dolphins are an injury or multiple injuries away from a season that looked like last season, what's to say that Buffalo isn't? And I think the Dolphins are easily the second best team in the AFC East. And I think if things go well, they're going to compete for the AFC East.
I appreciate your optimism and your stick-to-itiveness to this take. No, look, I don't think it's – I'm not trying to project that all is doom and gloom. I think where I'm at, though, is that I don't see a roster that's more talented than last year's. I also – I will say the guy who I think is probably the biggest reason for optimism right now, everything I'm hearing and you know, the brief that we get to see is Patrick Paul. I do think that there's a lot to feel good about with when you look back at Teron Armstead being out a bit and all that stuff, that if Paul does take that big leap that it appears he might be, then I think you feel a bit better about that spot. But I still just have so many questions about the cornerback position. I still don't know how, like, we're going to go from a team that couldn't run block a year ago to now all of a sudden they can. And that's on top of, you know, all of the other stuff as far as, you know, can Mike McDaniel get plays in on time consistently and all this other. I just think there's so many questions. And then if you, yes, look, if there's an injury to Josh Allen, sure. But I don't think that there's another injury on the Buffalo Bills that you're like, yes, that's the injury that closes the gap significantly between them and where the Dolphins are right now.
Clay, I totally agree with you when it comes to the cornerbacks. But I look at the other position groups, and I see a front seven that, if healthy, in my mind, is one of the better groups in the league. I look at an offensive line where you go from Liam Eikenberg starting at guard to a guy in James Daniels, who, if he's healthy, is at least a solid player. Jonah, I'm not going to try his last name yet. I'll get it down before our broadcast on the 23rd against Jaguars.
Abanaya?
Something like that. Jonah at left guard. I know he's been a little up and down, but seems like there's something there. You mentioned Patrick Paul. I look at the offense and I'm like, well, they had like three receivers last year once Malik Washington kind of figured it out. Now I feel like with Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, they're four deep at receiver. I think they're pretty decent at running back. So I'm not sure I see the same large number of holes on this roster as you do outside of corner. Like on paper, they seem about as talented everywhere except for corner, in my opinion.
So I like the front seven. I do. Now, with that said, I do think you're banking on the health of Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb there. And you're talking about two guys coming off season ending injuries. And so I think, yes, I mean, yeah, if in this utopian world where all these guys stay healthy, then sure. But again, like I think a lot of teams feel that way. And I think a lot of teams are coming in with the same sorts of, depth questions and things like that. And as far as the offensive line goes, yeah, I mean, there's a world where on paper it is better. And yet, I don't know. I got to see it. I really have to see it. And I think where we're talking about like holes being filled, it's theoretical holes being filled. It's okay. Yeah. We feel like this could be better because it can't be much worse. And yet at the same time, I'm kind of looking at it like, okay, well, are we sure about that? And I still have a lot of questions, especially about, you know, are they going to be able to develop a consistent running game in order to open things up for Tua? And, you know, and this is all without even looking at and thinking about the injury situation and with Tua, and are they able to protect him moving forward?
I'm not trying to like go back and forth on this particular topic, but you mentioned the running game a couple of times, and I think I lean towards Hawk on this, where I look at what the running game looked like in McDaniel's first two seasons, and I look at what we saw last year, obviously, and I feel like the sample size is bigger for obviously the first two seasons, where they were one of the better rushing offenses in the league. You don't think that it's possible that they can move closer to what they were those first couple of years and more resemble what they were last year? I'm not sure that I agree with that either.
Okay, we can disagree. I think that's where we're at. We're disagreeing, and I don't see it. I really don't. And look, I'd love to be wrong. I just think that when you look at where this team is, again, there's a lot of, hey, we're looking at this like this is the ideal. This is what we're hoping for. And, you know, I think there's a lot of hopes across the league that teams are kind of looking at it from a similar situation.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, take your homer glasses off. The biggest problem is you think Tua is better than he is. Tua wasn't very good when he did play last year. That's probably one of my bigger disconnects with a lot of Dolphins fans. See, I think a lot of Dolphins fans are ready to lump him into the Ryan Tannehill experiment. Not that he wasn't good when he left here, but we were on a hamster wheel with Tannehill, right? It never went anywhere. And a lot of Dolphins fans feel like the same thing is happening here. Solana's one of them. Solana's like, yeah, he's good, but he can't win a big game. And I just think he's better than that. And I think he gets slept on specifically. I talk about the team and the roster being slept on. I think Tua gets slept on. I read this thing to Crowder yesterday. Clay, it was CBS Sports. CBSSports.com did a draft. They put all 32 projected starters for the NFL into a draft. And the way that they did the draft order was Super Bowl odds based on most of the sports books. So whoever was the biggest long shot gets the first pick in the draft, which is New Orleans. I think everyone knows that they're going to be the worst team in the league. They got to pick number one, and then you got all the way to number 32. And they had Tua being drafted 27th out of all the quarterbacks in the NFL. And I thought that was kind of representative. While that's an extreme, I thought that was kind of representative of how most people nationally view Tua, which is, yeah, he's just kind of there. And when you need a quarterback, if you were drafting them all, you'd take them 27th. And I just don't understand it. Like, I don't understand why people think Caleb Williams is better than Tua, or, I mean, on this draft, Justin Fields was going before Tua. There were a lot of guys that I thought was suspect. But I think people sleep on Tua as a talent. We were talking about him as an MVP two seasons ago.
So a couple of things on this. Yes, that is extreme. I wouldn't go that far, but I also wouldn't put him in the top 10. I don't think I'd put him top 12. I think you're talking, you know, 15, 17 range. I think you're good. I think when you start to get down to like Geno Smith, that's where I draw the line. I'm like, he's better than Geno Smith. And I think that's probably it. And Josh, so I was trying to find the number. This is the thing that really stands out to me about the Dolphins rushing offense. To go back to this, 1.2 yards before contact last season. That was 27th in the NFL. So you're going to have to take an enormous step forward there. And I think, and this all goes hand in hand with Tua. Tua is not a quarterback that's going to get you rushing yards. And he's not a guy who's going to scare you with his legs. And I think that's the, for me right now, that's the biggest difference between him and some of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Even a Joe Burrow, for example. Joe Burrow is a guy that, like, you turn your back on him, good luck with that. He's going to get yards on you, and he's going to scare. He's going to get a first down. And so there's just so much that has to go right in order for Tua to maximize that talent. It's the running game. Like, they need a lot better than 1.2 yards per contact before contact. They need this is my other problem with Tua, Hawk, over the course of the last couple of years. Yeah, man, first read, second read, it's beautiful. You get third read and beyond, and it gets really dicey. And the thing that is such a strength of Tua's, which is he throws such a catchable ball, it's also pretty catchable for defensive backs when he makes that throw a little bit late. And I think that's the biggest problem with this offense.
That's because he's got to get rid of the ball quickly. By the time he gets to the third or fourth read, they're breathing down his neck.
Well, yes, or he's throwing it late. And I think there have been a lot of times over the last couple of years when you've looked at that third read, and the third read is open, but it goes there too late, and then it gets picked. And, you know, the right throw made late is a very wrong throw. And, he's not a bad quarterback. I mean, you're talking probably top half of the league, but I'm just not – he's not a guy that I think you win because of. And the MVP candidate stuff, I certainly think when you look back on that – you know, there were a lot of smoke and mirrors that the league has figured out now. Now, is there a world where that can turn around? Sure, man. Mike McDaniel could have gotten in the lab and changed a lot of this stuff in a way that, you know, makes it look a lot different this season. I'm just going to have to see it, and I'm really going to have to see the running game get back to what it was a couple of years ago where you're able to open that up. And I'm also going to have to see them find a way to beat two safety looks. It's really simple. And I think that gets back to the running game a bit, but there are just so many questions for me that have to be answered before I'm okay with putting them in that tier.
Yeah, and I think I'm not sitting here defending the run game from last year. It's indefensible. It was terrible. The numbers, especially the one you brought up, back that up. I just think that's more of an outlier in general to what Mike McDaniel has engineered in his career. Obviously, San Francisco was known as having an incredible running game when he was there as the run game coordinator. He comes here and the Dolphins implement that, and it's fantastic. They were great in Cleveland while McDaniel was there as well. So I just feel like last year was kind of an outlier for his entire coaching career. And for me, it's hard to imagine it being as bad this year when on paper, they've improved the offensive line from a year ago. And I think to your point about Tua and the turnovers, totally fair, but I would also say that in the 11 games last year, he protected the ball as well as he has in his entire career. I feel like the how often in general are you getting to your third and whatever's after that read over the course of a play, especially in this offense? You know, sometimes defenses just get the better of you.
It's strange because in the 2 o'clock hour, Josh was the biggest Tua hater in the world, and now he's trying to place that onto Clay's head.
I said I would trade. The hypothetical was, would you trade Tua Tagovailoa for Cam Ward if the Titans came to you and said that's the offer?
Oh, my goodness. I would absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Aronde said no, because while Cam Ward, yes, in the future, obviously you'd like the lower contract. But if you're talking about thinking you have an opportunity to win now, if you take someone brand new to the system and replace someone who's been in the system for 5 years and the whole system is predicated on him, then you're taking a step backwards.
But again, my thing is you have quarterbacks you can win with and quarterbacks you can win because of. And we're talking about a system. You know, if you're telling me it's because of the system, that's a quarterback you can win with. And if that's the case, a quarterback that you can win with you need elite roster construction around them. And, you know, I think Jalen Hurts is kind of like, he's in between. Like, I think forever he's been a quarterback you could potentially win with. And then there were times last year where he looked more like the quarterback you could win because of. But Philadelphia Eagles have elite roster management and roster construction around him, and they were able to largely build that at first when he was on his rookie contract. And it's just when you look at Tua and it's like, okay, well, they weren't able to do it when he was on his rookie contract. Well, now they're having to make some of these decisions, and I don't know that he's the guy like a Patrick Mahomes, like a that's going to be able to make those plays that you really need to kind of like say. And frankly, because he hasn't done it, he hasn't shown the ability to do that in big game situations. So I just, until you get me there, until I see it, and I've seen it way too many times the other way, like I can't envision things all of a sudden changing when there's just not a lot of evidence to tell you otherwise.
I get it. Because it's inarguable he hasn't done it. So I can't argue that he has, because
we had that one game against the Cowboys.
What is it, National Sandwich Month is the month of August. So let me get to the important stuff, Clay. What is your go-to? I say you can have any sandwich right now that you want. What is your go-to sandwich?
Oh, man, that's really hard.
Because I was thinking about it earlier, because I was thinking, like, is my go-to sandwich the McRib? And I'm like, it's kind of cutesy, but I don't think that's my go-to sandwich. It's cutesy. I do think my favorite sandwich, and I love a cheeseburger. I like a turkey club. I think my favorite sandwich is a grilled cheese with bacon.
Ooh,
at a diner.
I'm on board with that. I like that. So yeah. Does a cheeseburger count as a sandwich?
Sure. Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
Okay, so that would be right up there. As far as the best specific sandwich I've ever had, do you remember that show Man vs. Food?
I love that show. Adam, his name?
So good. So there was an episode where they went to Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia, and they did like this. It was during March Madness, and they did this bracket style sandwich competition. It was like, you know, they had a 1 seed, 4 seed, and they went all the way through. And the one that ended up winning was a roasted pork sandwich with broccoli rabe at Tommy DeNick's in Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia. And so when we went to Philadelphia, this was years and years ago when I was in Fort Myers and Florida Gulf Coast ended up making the NCAA tournament, and we went there. It is the best sandwich I've ever eaten. It is unbelievable. Mm. So, you know, that's very niche. But as far as the number one sandwich, that's where I would go. As far as just a general, give me a cheeseburger with mustard, ketchup, pickles, grilled onions, and I'm good to go.
Terrible toppings.
My favorite sandwich is a charred, dry hot dog. How do you feel about that?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I wouldn't say a hot dog even a sandwich, like my favorite. See, that's a completely different debate for me. I'm asking you as far as like what is the you know, how are we classifying this? But yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't know. I've never gotten in on that debate. To me, it's just like, is it good or isn't it?
Is a quesadilla a sandwich?
No.
It's not a sandwich?
It's literally called a quesadilla.
Well, but a hot dog is literally called a hot dog.
Yeah, but.
Well, no, yeah, but I mean,
what is quesadilla translated in Spanish? All I know is cheese. What? Queso is cheese. Thanks for that.
But is it? I mean, isn't it theoretically, if I put chicken and cheese, like if I got a chicken quesadilla somewhere, if I put chicken and cheese between two pieces of white bread, I have a sandwich. You're telling me if I put chicken and cheese between two flour tortillas, I don't have a sandwich?
I don't. Do tortillas classify as bread?
I mean, kind of, no?
I think that's the crux of
what does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The argument, though.
Yeah, I think it is the crux of the argument.
Quesadilla translates to little cheesy thing.
Oh.
Well, that's fantastic. So it's not a sandwich.
That.
It is a little cheesy thing.
I've been called that during my my career, during high school as well. Oh, that little cheesy thing over there? Yeah. All right, Clay Ferrero from Local 10. Hey, I had Will on with us yesterday, and I gave him a chance because I know there's been a lot of change at Local 10 since August 1st. So when can people – there's all kinds of new newscasts, right?
Yeah, new newscasts, and then also we're going to do a lot more sports programming. I think the big one that will start this weekend, we used to have just our Sports Sunday at 11:30 on Sunday nights. We're going to have two Sports Saturdays, 9:30 and 11:30 on Saturday nights, and then an extra Sports Sunday at 9:30. So now with all that said, we're still kind of like, the cool part about this is it's kind of a blank canvas. So we're going to try to do new stuff, a lot more local stuff. We may throw in like some fantasy football stuff. So, we're really going to try to have fun with this. And, feel free to give us your feedback, too, for everybody listening. Like, what do you guys want to see? This is really, we're leaning into a lot of local.
I'd like to see you guys debate whether a quesadilla is a sandwich on Saturday night.
Writing it down, is a quesadilla a sandwich? We may be able to spend the entire,
see what Dookie Lang says.
We may actually be able to spend the entire half hour on that one, I think. I think that's going to...
What does Mrs. Ferrero think of Clay being busy now on Saturday nights for work?
Well, Clay's always... Unfortunately, I've always been busy on Saturday nights. She likes having me out of the house, though. She'll complain about it, but then deep down, she likes having the quiet time once the kids go to bed.
Yeah, understood. All right. Well, watch Clay. I mean, Local 10 is, when I say local, they are local, man. They are doing it upright. There's going to be a ton of local sports coverage, like you said. So we will be watching. Thank you, as always, Clay.
Anytime. Hey, Josh, stop hating on Tua.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I absolutely can't stand Tua. It's wild.
I was going to say thanks, Clay, but now I'm not.
See you, Clay. There you go. Clay Ferrero from Local 10.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.